Today being the 19th day of Ramadan, 1441 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, equivalent to 12th May, 2020 years after the era of the Prophet Isa Alaihi Wasallam, our tafsir from the Faculty of Engineering Mosque Ahmadu Bello University Zaria continues from Ayat 77 in Surat Qasas. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yakubu will recite the Holy Quran, while Professor Abdullah Elokene will conduct the tafsir. Inshallah. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين. إذ قال الله قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين وابتغ فيما آتيك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. الله تبارك وتعالى is telling us about this man that he blessed so much. With what did he bless him? He blessed him with knowledge. He blessed him with wealth. This wealth became so much that treasury is needed to keep the wealth. Gold, silver, all of it. The treasury became so huge that you need people, not just 10 people, people between 10 and 30, depending on their strength, to be able to carry their treasury. This man, because of the way he was behaving, tyrannizing the society, some people in society that have knowledge told him, is called Allahu Qawmuhu La Tafrah. When people in his community told him, don't be too happy, don't be too elated and happy. Inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin. Allah does not like somebody that is excessively happy with himself just because of what Allah has given him above others. Our advice, second advice is this: وَبْتَغِ فِي مَا آتِيكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ. With what Allah has given you, فِيمَا آتِيكَ اللَّهُ وَبْتَغِ, seek دَارَ الْآخِرَةَ, the hereafter, the house, the abode of the hereafter. وَلَا تَنْسَ, and our third advice, وَلَا تَنْسَ, don't forget, نَسِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, that your portion is in this world. Your portion in this world, don't forget about it. وَلَا تَبْغِ فَسَادَ, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَسِيبَكَ, وَحَسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And the first advice we'll give you, the fourth one, وَأَحْسِنْ, be nice and good, كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ, just like Allah has been nice and good to you. Our fifth advice, وَلَا تَبْغِ فَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, don't seek to cause destruction and corruption on earth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, for sure Allah, لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, Allah does not like the cause of destruction and the cause of corruption on earth. Here, there's a lot of wisdom to be learned from these two verses. that if you are in a community and somebody is behaving in a manner that is not possible, is not good, we shouldn't just leave him. It may not be easy for you to talk to somebody who is big, but devise a way to advise him. Because Allah told us, Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa fabagi alayhim. He was tyrannizing them. He does things that is out of place. And this man that Allah said he has blessed, he's a first cousin to Moses himself. He is the richest among them. He is one of the most knowledgeable among the community. And yet Allah has blessed him in this world. Look at how they approach him. They said, oh, La tafrah. Don't be too happy with what Allah has given you. Allah does not like somebody who always wants to wallow in happiness. What even if you are going to have a ceremony, don't show in that ceremony as if you are so much above others. Because always when we see people behaving, it's out either to show strength or to show opulence. Just because Allah has given you wealth, you gather people, you show the wealth, so that others will look at themselves as they are, as if they are nothing. Don't do that. Then this wealth that Allah has given you for is not for you to show people that you are wealthy. It's for you to seek for the house of the hereafter. Take your money, go and buy the hereafter. And do good work. If you go and build school, you are buying here the house of the hereafter. Prophet ﷺ said, whoever build for Allah just as small as a place where the hen lays his egg, Allah will build for him a house in paradise. So, which means you can actually build for yourself houses in paradise. Do that. You that have money. Don't forget your portion in this world. This particular advice that they gave here, we have to look at it closely. Allah has given you opportunity and brought you to this world. Don't forget that whatever you can earn in this world, earn it. Because it is in this world you will earn the hereafter. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the best prayer or the prayer that he says that is the most common that everybody knows, even if you go to Hajj, people will tell you, don't forget to be saying this. It's Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar. Allah, I'm asking you, give me a lot in this world of goodness, excellent things. In the hereafter, excellent things, and save me from the hellfire. When Allah is asking you this world, don't forget your portion. It's not that you should be building houses, building hotels, getting cars. No, build your hereafter here. This is where you have the time to do it. The salah you are doing now, immediately you die, you will want Allah to give you an opportunity just for one sujada, you will not get it. Where are you asked to do the sujada? In this world. So don't forget about that. The excellent things in this world is the salah you do, is the zakah you give, is the fasting you fast. Then the money you have, how do you feed the poor in their stomach? فَلَقْتَهَا مَا الْأَقَبَى وَمَا أَدْرَيْكَ مَا الْأَقَبَى فَقُّ رَقَبَةٍ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةٍ يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةٍ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَةٍ ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Imam Hassan, he will always say, Allah is asking you, go and free the neck of a fellow human being like you. Either by giving him job, by taking him out of slavery. وَمَا أَدْرَيْكَ مَا الْأَقَبَى فَقُّ رَقَبَةٍ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةٍ. For you to give food the time you know people have no food. يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةٍ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَةٍ. Either an orphan that is in their need or a poor man that is in their need. It's after that Allah now mentioned the position of those that have faith. ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Which means the person that is so nice, and spend his money in good cause, Allah may give him faith because of what he's doing. Then, وَآسِنْ كَمَا آسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Allah, disciple, were advising him, Allah has been nice to you. You to be nice, like Allah is nice to you. Anybody who entered this world, Allah is already nice to him. Because if Allah was not nice to you, you will have entered this world, not as a human being, as an animal, as an inanimate, as something else, but he brought you from non-existence and brought you. Allah has been nice to you. Every time you wake up, look at yourself. Look at the fact that Allah has given you your two hands, your eyes, your body. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he wakes up, after he brushes his teeth, after he says his prayer, whenever he looks at any reflective substance like the mirror or water, and he sees his face inside, he says, "Oh Allah, kama ahsanta khalki fahsin khulki." Oh Allah, like you have made me to look so nice, let my character be equally so nice. Allah has been nice to you. Try to also be nice to others. Whatever you see that Allah has given you, others don't have, give it out. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتيها. Allah is not asking you to give what he has not given you. He is not saying go and steal and give others. No. From what he has given you. He said, the Prophet said, even if it's to meet your brother, just smiling. You left your house, you had no problem. Your heart is good, which means Allah has given you a lot. You meet your brother that is coming, his face is gloomy, you know that something has happened to him. Meet him with a smile. That's what Allah has given you that day. No, you are receiving salary. This person with you is not receiving salary. You used to see him in good clothes. Suddenly you don't see him in good clothes. If you saw one, you have to take another one. Good one, give him, not the bad one. Ahsin kama ahsana Allahu ilayk. So always Allah has been nice to you. When you are in a car, you meet your friend on the way. He doesn't have. That's why you met him on the way. Slow down, pick him. Allah has been nice to you. You are walking somewhere, you see an opportunity, you have your friend who desires that opportunity, assist him. There are several ways that you can assist, that Allah has put you above others. And that's why Allah is always asking us, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ أَيْنَيْكَ إِلَىٰ مَنْ مَتَعَنَا بِأَزْوَاجًا مِنْهُمْ. Don't always look at somebody who is above you. Look at those that are below you in wealth. This is the advice they gave him. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ فَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. فَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that is causing destruction and corruption on earth, in most cases comes from people that have strength, wealth and power. They forget that others exist. They want everybody to see them. They want everybody to, they want to attract people as if they are the one to be worshipped. That's why they advise Karuna in this manner. Karuna knows that what he's doing on earth is not good. But will he listen to his people?
قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي أولم يعلم أن الله قد أهلك من قبله من القرون من هو أشد منه قوة وأكثر جمعا ولا يسأل عن ذنوبهم المجرمون.
قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي أولم يعلم أن الله قد أهلك من القرون من هو أشد منه قوة وأكثر جمعا ولا يسأل عن ذنوبهم المجرمون. What will he reply? قال, he said, إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. I was given all this because of the knowledge that Allah has conferred on me. Allah that gave me the knowledge he knew that I deserve what I get. It's because of that I got all this. He that is saying this, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ إِنْدِي أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا. Has he forgotten? Does he know that Allah has destroyed from the earlier nation people that are stronger, richer, and that have hoarded more wealth than him? وَلَا يَسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Who is to ask the one that is causing crime on earth? Who is there to ask him? This again, we have to be very careful. When a person is already big and he has wealth and he has kingdom position, people find it difficult to talk to him. That's why you find a lot of times people, even when he is doing something wrong, No. It's those close to him that are the ones advising him to do something wrong. Nobody wants to come face to face to him and say, my friend, what you are doing is wrong. Stop it. Everybody's afraid of him. Here, in Banu Israel at that time, nobody knew a Torah like this man. Nobody knew, had knowledge like this man. He knew how to turn his wealth around, apart from what Pharaoh was giving him. So he's now taking that to say, Allah gave me this. You are going to hold a banquet. Do it gently. Don't do it in such a way to make other people look that they don't have anything. Huh? If they don't have, because of that, me, I have, I should not show. Am I the one who said they should not have? Don't you see people that are more intelligent than you? Allah did not give them. You are seeing Moses. He's a prophet. You are seeing Harun. He's a prophet before you. They don't have the wealth you have. Because what he used to do, this man, is he will come and he was doing with his wealth what people will make them to feel that, I can just be close to this person. And he has so many thousands of slaves, thousands of women. He will put gold on them. He will ride his mount. He will do whatever he wants. And Moses told his people, he said, look, there is supposed to be zakat to be paid. From every 1,000 dinar you have, you give one out. When he looked at it, so much just to give? From 1,000 to give one naira out, you cannot? Instead of him to give this, what he will do, he now gathered his people. He said, Moses was sent to us. He said, we should worship Allah, we are worshiping him. Now he wants to take our money. People don't give. What we will do is we are going to do something to make him unpopular in society. We will label him. People, how are you going to label him? He said, okay. There is this lady who is a harlot. She was pregnant. That pregnancy is for Moses. Called the lady, gave her a lot of wealth. He said, when we are in the public and you come out, you say that pregnancy is for Moses. After that, I'll marry you and I'll give you half of my wealth. He's just asked to give her a small percentage of his wealth as zakah. He's promising somebody he will give half of his wealth now just to disgrace somebody else. Always you see this happening in government. All the government needs to do is to just give some little amount of things out to assist. But instead of giving that assistance, they will not. They will rather give a lot of money to stop those that are demanding, to stop their demand. This is what was happening. He said, the knowledge is given to him. So he got this thing out of his knowledge. But he, Karuna, with all his knowledge, he has read how Allah punished people of the past. أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا. He has read that Allah has perished people before who had a lot of money, much more than him. What does he have? He has also read that people of Allah before him, some had, and they did not use it to show extravagance on earth. Look at Anubis Suleiman. He knows all this. But did he hear? No, he refused to use his own knowledge. And Allah will deal with him.
فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونُ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ
وخرج على قومه في زينته قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا لا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون إنه لذو حظ عظيم. He now came out. فخرج على قومه. He came out against his people. في زينته. How was he against his people? In the way he came out with his embellishment and his riches and his wealth, he came out as a show off. قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا, those that love these worldly things and want this worldly material, what will they say? Ya laitana misla ma utiya karuna. How can it be? Why is that we also have the type that has been given to Karuna? Innahu lazu hazan azim. Indeed, Karuna is one that has been given a great portion in this world. To them, that Karuna is rich is blessing from God. They see Karuna coming out in this extravagant clothing, extravagant ride. In some books, he came out with over 1,000 riders with him in the middle, and he put gold on all of them, just to show his might, his greatness. All this is against his people, because there are people who just want little to eat. You did not give them. You should all this. So those that likes materialism say, if Allah can give us this. So all of us, this is a lesson. Because today, a lot of people, even those that claim to be on the path of Allah, immediately they see somebody with money. Immediately they see somebody with money, to them, he's blessed. The one that has no money, he's not blessed. If that is the case, how much did your own Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much does he have as money when he left this world that he left down? He left debt down, not money. How much clothes does he wear when he was in this world? How many houses did he left when he left this world? That when you now see somebody having money, having cars, you say he's blessed. No, that's not blessing. He has been tried. If you use it for the cause of Allah, it becomes blessing. Despite that he would use it for the cause of Allah, he still has a lot to answer before God on how he used it. So these people that want material aspect of this world, ya laitana misla ma utiya qarun innahu lazu hazin azim, this man is greatly blessed. No, it is not true.
وقال الذين أوتوا العلم ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا ولا يلقاها إلا الصابرون.
وقال الذين أوتوا العلم وَإِلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَا وَمَا يُلَقِّيهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْإِلْمَ, when the people that are looking for materialness of this world, they have set aside following Karuna, wishing that Allah gave them what he gave to Karuna, those that have knowledge knows it's not like that. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْإِلْمَ, those that have been given knowledge, this is what they said, وَإِلَكُمْ, woe be unto you. Fahabullahi khairun, for Allah to give you his own reward in the hereafter is better. Liman amana wa amila salihan, for those that do, that have faith in Allah and do good work. Wala yulaqqiha, and nobody meets with doing good work and having faith and getting this reward, illa sabirun, except somebody that has the attribute of patience. Because Allah, tabaraka ta'ala, He has been nice to us. And the Prophet ﷺ, he used to say, taqallaqu bi akhlaqillah. Try your best to also train yourself on the characters of Allah. You are doing bad things, Allah has patience on you. You have good things, you don't do what Allah asks you to do, He has patience on you. So also you need patience. In doing good, you need patience. In stopping yourself from evil, you need patience. It's wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salat wa innaha lakabiratun illa 'alal khashi'in. When you want to assist yourself with prayers. Ask Allah, I need this, give me. I need this, give me. And also have patience and wait until Allah gives you. When you are asked to abandon something and you see it, you're not supposed to look for women and do zina with them. You're not supposed to take alcohol. You're not supposed to do bad things. When you see it, have patience and abandon it. All this, without patience, you will not be able to serve Allah the way you should serve Allah. So he now, by coming out against his people with his wealth, he has divided the community into two. Those that are seeking for what Karuna has, and those that have knowledge that are telling their own fellow counterpart, no, this is not blessing. Blessing is not when you see somebody with beautiful cars. We today, we see a lot of our scholars that are living flamboyant life. There's nothing wrong if Allah gives them money to live flamboyant life. But like we used to say, they should be very careful. They should ask themselves, did the Prophet live a flamboyant life in the midst of misery and poverty? Wallahi, he never did. We should ask ourselves, did Jesus Christ live in flamboyancy and in opulence in midst of people that have none? Wallahi, he did not. There is nothing wrong for you to build a house that you stay in. There is nothing wrong for you to have a car that you ride in. There is nothing wrong for you to have a clothes that will make you look like a human being. You will not look be an object of poverty. But there's everything wrong when people that are surrounding you have no good clothes and you're just wearing good clothes. You're changing from one to another, changing from one to another. There's everything wrong when you have five beautiful cars surrounding you and your brothers don't have anyone to ride. All this, let us be very careful. That is not a sign that it is a blessing to us. This is where it is highly commendable. What you see some of our brothers doing, they get their salary, almost all finishes because they have to send this to this relative, send this to this relative, send this to, but send it to those that you know need it most. May Allah have mercy on all of us.
Amen.
Let us be very careful. A lot of us today, whether Muslims or Christians, we want to show that Allah has answered your prayer by your opulence and your wealth. It is not true, sir. You find a sheikh, he wants to show his latest car. That is to show that Allah has answered this prayer. Wallahi, it is not true. When Allah answers your prayer, you'll be closer to the Prophet.
Absolutely.
And people will see the character of the Prophet in you.
Yeah.
People will see that your face is bright. You are happy. You eat whatever comes to you. There are poor people surrounding you. They eat from you. Everybody knew one of these simple servants of Allah, M.D. Yusuf. He was in Abuja for several years, staying in hired houses without his own house. But he built houses for a lot of indigent people that needed houses. And it was just towards the end of his life that he finally built a house and he stayed inside it. But people can tell you he has brought a lot of people up, giving a lot of money to people to be able to be on their own, to set up their own trade. That's how we should try to be. Not that you have money, all that you know is your children. You build a house, you go and build for your son. You buy a car, go and buy for your son. You have 10 clothes, 20 clothes, 50 clothes in your box. Bring it out and share it to people. What are you doing with it? So Inna Allah la yuhibbul mufsidin. Allah does not like corruption on earth. He does not like people to come out and show others that the others are nothing. This is what this man was doing.
فخسفنا به وبداره الأرض فما كان له من فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان من المنتصرين.
فخسفنا وبداره الأرض وما كان له من فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان من المنتصرين. Allah said, after he has done this, what did we do? فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَيْرِ الْأَرْضِ. We allow earth to swallow him up and his house. And when the earth was doing that, وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. There was no party of people at that time that would come to him and assist him. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. Then he was not among those that could be assisted by anybody. Because after he has told this lady to do this, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِ فِيزْنَتِهِ, and he came out. He went to where Moses was with the little party of people that were with Moses. And Moses was preaching in his normal way. People try to worship Allah, fear Allah, try to give sadaqah, try to keep zakah. Any of you, don't steal. If I find anybody stealing, he steal up to this amount, we are going to cut his hand. If all of you avoid committing zina, if you commit fornication, we are going to get you caned. If you commit fornication or adultery, whereas you are married, we are going to stone you to death. Then Karun stood up. Moses said, yes. Even if that person is you, subhanallah, a prophet, how can you imagine a prophet to commit sin? Even that imagination itself is a capital sin, it's kabair. For you to imagine something against the prophet is already a capital sin. Even if that person is you, Moses, these are prophets. Very patient, even if that person is me. He said, okay. But people have been saying something about you, that you impregnated a prostitute. People are saying that. He says, where is that person? They shoot him. The prostitute stood up. He said, Moses said, talk. Talk. The prostitute stood up. He said, O prophet of Allah, Karuna gave me money. Gold. A big bowl of gold. He said, I should say that you are the one that impregnated me with this child that is in my womb. He said, I have already committed fornication and I'm carrying sin on myself. This sin is enough for me to tell lies against a prophet. I will not be able to tell lies against you. Moses became annoyed. You want to destroy the Sharia of Allah? Because by the time you touch a prophet with sin, it is finished. This is where we know that it is not true that any book of God will label any prophet, any chosen prophet of Allah with a sin, like what is labeled on Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, or on Nabi Dawood. All these things cannot be on prophets. Sayyidina Musa was now asking Allah, show annoyance for the cause you have sent me to. Show annoyance for the cause that you have sent me to come and deliver. Then they said the hair of his body was coming out of his clothes, out of the strength of his annoyance. Then he fell down in prayer with sujada. Then Allah said, I give you the art at your command to do whatever you want with it. Then Moses said, art, khuzihi, seize him. He was still standing. He said, all of you, whoever is with Karuna, go and stay with him. Whoever is with me, come and stay with me. Everybody deserted Karuna, except only two people. Art sees him. Asta sees him Karuna in the leg. It went to the ankle. Karuna was now begging, "Oh Moses, assist me. Oh Moses, assist me. I'm your relative, assist me." Moses said, "Art sees him. He sees him up to his knee." Karuna was begging, "Oh Moses, assist me." Sees him. He sees him up to his chest. He was still begging, sees him, and he swallowed him. He is still going down inside the earth till today. He has not stopped going down. He will stop by the day the world comes to an end. That is the day his journey inside the earth will stop. Why did he get all this? He was jealous of Moses and Haruna. And he had wealth, and he wanted to show that he is something. It's not all the time that you should just crave for wealth. Allah knows what is good for you. Just say, "Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan." Let Allah give me the excellence in this world. He knows what is good for you. Do you know what is good for you? فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَيْرِ الْأَرْضِ وَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِيَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. There was nobody to assist him. He and these two people, they drowned. The earth seized them, swallowed them. His house too, the earth swallowed it. Till today it is going down like that. May Allah save us from tyrants.
وَأَصْبَحَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوْا مَكَانَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَقُولُونَ وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَوْلَا الله علينا لخسف بنا ويكأنه لا يفلح الكافرون.
فأصبح الذين تمنوا مكانه بالأمس يقولون ويكأن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر لولا أن من الله علينا لخسف بنا ويكأنه لا يفلح الكافرون. When the reality down on the community by daybreak that Karuna has been seized by the earth and he has been swallowed, him and his heart and all his house and all those wealth, nobody could see anything in it. Everybody woke up in the morning. Those that wished for his position yesterday were now saying, "Wait. It's true, huh? That Allah used to give his wealth in great measure to anybody he so wishes and limit it to whoever he so wishes. Lawla an manna Allah alayna. If Allah had not had favor on me and blessed me, la khosifa bina, I would have been among those that was swallowed by the earth. Wait. That is it, way ka'anna Allah la yuflihu al-kafirun. It's true, that people that deny Allah, they don't end up being prosperous. You can see here, they themselves, the word all of us use in every language, way, they are also using it. This is what has happened. So let's just be very careful. When Moses said at that time, "Whoever is with Karuna, go and stay with him. Whoever is with us, come and stay with us." Allah assisted a lot of people to know that wealth is not wealth, because nobody knew what was going to happen. All Moses just said is, "Look, people of Israel, the way Allah sent me to Pharaoh, Allah sent me to Karun." This put fear in a lot of them. That's why sometimes the prophets, they put fear so that you leave bad things. Let us be very careful. Whatever any money you have today, it can never be up to Karuna. Even if you are a man of God today, you can never have wealth up to that of Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Allah has given him wealth that no man of God will ever have again till the end of the world. So let us be very careful. Blessing of Allah is when you are close to Allah and the Prophet. When your heart is close to Allah and the Prophet. Not when you are wealth is surrounding you. No, no, no. Way kana hu livelihood kafirun. Way it is true. The kuffar, the people that deny Allah, they don't become prosperous at the end of the day.
تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين.
تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. Allah is now concluding it. He said, Tilka darul akhiratu. This or that abode of the hereafter that everybody is converting. Tilka darul akhiratu. Naj'aluha. We have put it there. For who? Lillazina la yuriduna uluwan fil ardi wala fasada. For those that are not seeking highness in this world. And they are not seeking destruction in this world. Well, akibatu, the good end in reality, lil muttaqin, is for those that fear Allah and do what Allah asks him to do and abandon what Allah asks them to abandon. Sayyidina Umar, he said, oh Allah, Umar does not want destruction on earth. But this highness, there's a little of it inside Umar. Here Umar was talking to the Sahabats, that all of us, you can become good and Allah will assist you. You don't want to see any destruction on earth. It is rare for you to see a human being who does not like something of highness. You want to wear clothes so that people will say, ah, this cloth is unique. To have a car, say, this is your car, it's one in town. You want to have work, say, ah, this is your work, it's a good job. But let us try to fight it. Let's not want it. Sayyidina Umar purposely said this to teach us that almost every human being you see, there's an element of wanting to be high in him. There are people who have committed heinous crimes today just because they had money. And it comes back to when we say, calling somebody your highness, your excellency, distinguished, all these things. People love it to the extent that if you go to some occasion, you forget to call a person His Highness, people accuse you. Our sheikhs, out of respect, we say Sheikh Ibrahim, Sheikh Dahir Bochi. It's out of respect that we say so. But they themselves, they don't wish it. They should not show it that, look, they want this name to be like that. That's why if you take a typical example of our Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, go and see all his letters. When he writes his letter at the end, he will just write his name. Ibrahim bin Abdullah Nias. Or Ibrahim bin Abdullah Al-Kawlahi. You will never see him put title on his name. Because it's fighting the fact that he doesn't want to show highness in front of Allah above anybody. Because that paradise, tilka darul akhiratu, that paradise is meant for those that la yuriduna uluwan fil ardi wala fasada, who does not wish highness in this world, and they don't also wish to see destruction on earth or corruption. It is meant for them. Which means, as long as you are wishing highness, I want to be higher than this, I want to be this, I want to be this, you may not get it. Allah is not asking you that you should look like a squalor, or you should look like dirty, or you should bring yourself down. Because in another Prophet, in another statement of the Prophet, he said, Allah does not like a Muslim to disgrace himself. If you are going to go out, bath, take your good cloth, wear it. If you have a car, clean it, ride it. But don't show that you are above anybody. If Allah gives you knowledge, Allah gave it to you. Nobody was born with knowledge. But some people are born with intelligence, with good memory. So what they read, they are able to retain it. Some people are not born with it. They read, they are not able to get it. Are you the one that gave yourself retentive memory and intelligence? No, Allah gave it to you. So let us try to fight showing highness. The question of destruction in Allah, La Yuhibbul Mufsidin, is out. No Muslim or no reasonable person should wish to see corruption. But are we doing like that? Most of us are not corrupt, but we love corruption. There are a lot of people today who are not corrupt, but they love corruption. How? You have an occasion. You are inviting people. Your neighbor is there. You have not invited your neighbor. Your relative is there. You have not invited your relative. You are really thinking of a minister that is your friend, far away, that you want him to attend the occasion. As a matter of fact, you have to even ask him, will he have time to come before you fix the date? It's only after he has invited the big people you want to attend before you start thinking of your neighbor. And you know in your mind, these big people that you are trying to invite got to those positions with corruption. You know. You know the wealth they have is a corrupt wealth. You know. Are you encouraging corruption or you're not encouraging corruption? And you want people to come to your occasion. This minister was there. This director was there. This vice chancellor was there. So people will say, oh, this man, if you see his occasion. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. It's not for those who wish to show that they are high. So most of the corruptions today in Nigeria, we are part of it. You are afraid of stealing, but somebody that steals, you quickly go to him to give to you. You quickly accept from him. Let us be very careful. When we have occasion, let us invite our close relatives first, our neighbors first. If we have friends that are ministers, there's nothing wrong in inviting them. But don't place the attendance to be more important than the attendance of those that are close to you. Because at the end of the day, wal akibatu lil muttaqin, the end is for the one that are pious. Anytime that you have an occasion, anytime that people are surrounding you, it is those that fear Allah that will draw blessing to you. Those that don't fear Allah, they are not drawing anything to you but curse. Because Satan followed them to your place. Those that fear Allah, angels follow them to your place. That's why some people refuse to have occasions for important things that they hold dear to their heart, because they don't want people that are cursed to come and put curse in their occasion. All this Allah is telling us, let us take it, work with it, if it is the blessing of Allah that we are looking for. Al akibatu lil muttaqin. The akibah is for those that fear Allah. Fear Allah is for you to do what He asks you to do, and for you to distance yourself from where Allah asks you to distance yourself away from. May Allah assist all of us.
من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى الذين عملوا السيئات إلا ما كانوا يعملون
من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى الذين عملوا السيئات إلا ما كانوا يعملون. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling us, from the beginning up to this place, some have been doing good. Look at Prophet Moses. Look at how good he has done to himself, to his brother, to his family. Look at the wife of Fir'auna, how good she has done. Looked after Moses very well. Wish good for Moses. Look at Harun, the brother of Anabi Musa, how good he has done also. Assisted Moses as much as possible. Look at other people that have assisted Moses in goodness. Look at also Fir'auna. If he was alone, he couldn't have achieved what he achieved. Look at his minister Haman. Look at even Karuna at the time when Israelites were suffering, he was with Fir'auna. Look at even after they have finished with Fir'auna, he was still assisting the cause of Fir'auna inside the Israelite camp. he came with evil. Are they the same? They are not the same. Manja bil hasanati, whoever came with excellent character, excellent good deed to Allah, falahu khair minha, he will find better than that with Allah. Wa manja bil sayyati, whoever comes with evil deed to the presence of Allah, فَلَا يُجْزَى الَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. There is no evil deed in front of Allah. So there is no evil deed that he will meet with Allah. It is his own evil deed that he came with that Allah will use in paying him back. فَلَا يُجْزَى الَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ. Therefore, the one that has done evil, there is no reward that he can get, إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, except what he has also done evil. It is what will be used for him. This is exactly what our ulamas, they say. So if a person is good and he comes to you, assist him with the goodness that you have. So if you go to them, they see you, that you are an intelligent person, you are willing to learn, then they teach you. They will open the door of knowledge for you, so that you can take as much as you can. If they see that when you came to them, what is in your heart is just worldly material, they will pray for you. They will not drive you away. They know that this person, what is in your heart is worldly material. They can see it. But if you come to them and what you do is to steal, is to deal, they will have patience with you. But they will not steal your property. But the stealing that you have done from them, the lies that you are telling to them will come back to affect you in your own family and in your own generation. This is what Allah is telling us here. You go to Allah with good, Allah will give you so much good. Here, to give sadaqah, Allah will give you, in replacement of it, manja bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha, 10 of it. But if you loan Allah, loan is better than sadaqah. Because Allah said, there is a door in paradise that said, this is the door of those that used to give loan. And that for each loan they get, there's 18 reward to be given to them, more than those that give sadaqah. Somebody says, for you to give sadaqah, it's a gift. The person that gives loan has more reward. Yes, because anybody that is coming to you asking for loan, he needs it at that time. When you give sadaqah, the person may not need it. That is why when you have money, to have the one that is set aside to be given to people for loan is very important. Allah will reward you with more, because if it's money you have, Allah has more than that. If it's goodness you have, Allah has more than that. And who created this creation that is asking you to be nice to? He. Who are you doing the good to? His own creation. It's like somebody does good to your brother in another land, or to your son in another land, and one day you met with the person, your son has been telling you how he did good to him. And when you met the person, you have much, much more good in you than he has. You too, you also replicate by doing a lot more good to him than he has done to your people. So let us learn to do good so that we go to Allah with good. Let's learn to abandon evil so that we don't go to Allah with evil. If we know that we have done evil, we go back to what the Prophet just read for us in the Quran. فَأَمَّنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ. Let's quickly go back. Repent to Allah. أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الزَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. Whoever repents from his sin is like the one that has not committed any sin at all. Allah likes people to quickly go and repent. Let's wake up in the morning, do a lot of istighfar, repent from our sins. Let's pray, make salati to the Prophet. When you are making salati to the Prophet, you are not benefiting the Prophet, you are benefiting yourself. Because man salla alayhi salatan wahidatan sallallahu alayhi biha ashara. If you make one salati to the Prophet, Allah will make 10 for you. You see? That Allah is praying for you, fa. Allah making salati for you, fa. It's like Allah is praying for you, not angel, fa. People that don't know the dignity of salati on the Prophet, let them know. Then you praise Allah by reciting the best word that has ever been said, Abdul Makutu Ana Wanabina Minkobli, La Ilaha Illallah. The best thing that has ever been said by me and those before me is this word, La Ilaha Illallah. That's why, Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, make these three things as the foundation of his own life. And encourage that whoever wants to be with him should make these three things as the foundation of their life. Seeking istighfar from Allah, making salati always on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, saying La ilaha illallah. Not seeking for power, not seeking for money, not seeking for fame. If you want real power, make istighfar. That is the real power. Show to Allah that you are committing your sin. The sin you commit, nobody can forgive you but Allah. Then Allah will raise you, you are powerful. If you want fame, stay with the Prophet. That is fame. Anybody that sees you with the Prophet, he knows that you are in fame. Everybody wants to take a photograph with the President, Mr. President of Nigeria. I'm sorry, Mr. President. After you have left your position, what is your status? You go back to the Muhammad Buhari. Those that take picture with you, believe me, they will take the same picture from their palace, go and keep it somewhere else, and bring another picture and put it there. We all see, go to government offices. When there is a governor, a new governor, everybody will put his picture in their offices. If there is a new vice chancellor, this picture goes around all offices. When he leaves, what happened? You go back and remove it. So what is there? What was it that you're looking for? If you want real fame, be with the one that forever nobody can remove his picture. Who is that? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As long as you are making salati on him, Allah will be making on you. And your fame has no limit. With where fame has a meaning. And then, if you want perpetual wealth that has no end, then be saying, La ilaha illallah. La tubki wa la tazar. If anybody who says, La ilaha illallah, nothing remains of evil that has not been wiped away. La ilaha illallah itself will go to the throne of Allah. I'll be making tawaf around the throne of Allah. Allah will ask it. Be patient. Be still. I will not be still until the person that said me, you are forgiving him. These three things, let us hold to it. Istighfar, salati on the Prophet, La ilaha illallah. And this man that brought it and took our attention to it, may Allah reward him.
Amen.
More than he has rewarded any advisor in this Islamic, in this our Islam, he has advised us well. And we are also advising people, make istighfar. Do salati on the Prophet, say La ilaha illallah. If possible, take the tariqah itself. It will make you to engross yourself in it. Because the average person that takes, that is in tariqah Tijaniya, every day, he does not do less than 230 istighfar. Not less than that. He does not do less than 262 salati on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he does not do less than 300 La ilaha illallah every day. If you say they are mad, yes, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, call Allah until people say that you are mad. May Allah strengthen our resolve.
Amen.
May Allah join us with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah strengthen our faith.
Amen.
May Allah make us to be among those that on the day of judgment will be prosperous.
Amen.
May Allah bless our wealth.
Amen.
Bless our family.
Amen.
Bless our children.
Amen.
May he bless our country.
Amen.
May he strengthen Islam.
Amen.
May he strengthen Muslims.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our parents.
Amen.
May he forgive all those that are with us, that are committed sin. May he forgive us. May Allah reward our ulama.
Amen.
May he reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us.
Amen.
May he reward all the sahabas for us.
Amen.
May Allah make us to end in this world prosperous. Jahid Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إن الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Alessandro.
Ah,
no.